It's Thursday, October 9, 2025.
The Trump administration is going to open more than 13 million acres of national public land to lease for coal production.
But apparently no one wants to buy the Trump administration's dirty coal. Officials announce arrest connected to the catastrophic Pacific Palisades fire. Plus,
this is going to cripple science, and it is going to be disastrous.
Nobel Prize winner warns Trump's science cuts will have long-term consequences.
All of those consequences and more straight ahead from BrandBlog.com. I'm Brand Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
It's not a shutdown. It's a shut-portunity. You know what they say? When God closes a food inspection program, he opens a listeria outbreak.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, it's been almost a year, but maybe we now know who and what started the Pacific Palisades fire?
Perhaps. Federal authorities in Los Angeles have arrested a man in Florida on suspicion of igniting a fire that eventually turned into the catastrophic Pacific Palisades fire in January that killed 12 people and destroyed nearly 8,000 structures. Officials called it a holdover fire. The initial fire was put out, but for days it smoldered undetected until it was rekindled by historic high winds exploding into the deadly Pacific Palisades fire. The cause of the Eaton fire in Altadena, 40 miles away on the same night, remains under investigation. Mounting evidence suggests that fire was sparked by faulty electrical equipment. In other news, the Trump Department of Energy has terminated more federal clean energy grants, canceling funding for all 7 hydrogen hubs appropriated by Congress under the bipartisan infrastructure law. Experts say the cancellations will significantly impact the development of the U.S. clean hydrogen industry and will hit both renewable energy companies and oil majors like Exxon and Chevron.
In addition to being incredibly stupid, it also seems to me to be incredibly unlawful.
It probably is, and it also raises concerns about the future of the clean hydrogen sector in the U.S. and the jobs it was supposed to create. Energy Secretary Chris Wright, a former fossil fuel CEO, has so far canceled nearly 700 clean energy projects across the U.S., collectively worth more than $24 billion.
Has he canceled any fossil fuel projects?
He has not.
Go figure.
The Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded this week to 3 scientists whose work could help combat climate change.
Well, that means I was overlooked again.
They developed molecular metal organic frameworks with large internal spaces, like the timber framework of a house, that can absorb and contain gases and chemicals. The innovation is already being used to harvest water from Arizona's desert air and could be developed to capture carbon dioxide, store hydrogen, and extract pollutants from water. In an interview with Reuters, Nobel Prize-winning physicist John Clark warned that the Trump administration's gutting of federal science research will have long-term negative consequences.
This is going to cripple science, and it is going to be disastrous. If this continues, assuming that the present administration finally comes to an end, it may take a decade to get back to where we were, say, half a year ago.
Assuming the current administration finally comes to an end.
Yep. Meanwhile, despite the Trump administration's attempts to prop up the declining U.S. coal industry, despite a $625 million taxpayer bailout and weakening pollution rules, no one appears to want it. Last week, the biggest coal lease sale on federal lands in more than a decade received only one bid of less than a penny per ton, leading the Trump administration to postpone the next sale of coal leases on federal lands in Wyoming. During the government shutdown, lease sales for fossil fuels are going forward, but not sales for renewable energy projects.
So they're putting all this coal on the market. Nobody wants your dirty, deadly coal.
And finally, electricity demand is rising globally, but solar and wind power in 2025 are growing faster than demand, leading to a fall in the use of fossil fuels for electricity compared to this time last year. The new analysis by energy think tank Ember also found that for the first time, cheaper renewable energy sources have overtaken coal globally and now generate more electricity than coal. Plus, deployment of renewable energy is surging worldwide, led by China. Ember also found that global investment in renewables has hit a new record in 2025, just not in the United States.
I wonder why. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Don't you know each cloud contains